This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point. Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Jimmy Bucket.
They're Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Alrighty. What's going on?
I missed you, baby.
Thanks,
how you
buddy.
Feeling?
Appreciate it. What is this? Look at this thing.
It's new. Whoa. So when we have a guest.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Yeah. When you have
I thought it was Spadoni's.
Don't break it though.
Oh boy.
Okay. When we have a guest, there is no delay or buffer. You'll get it right there.
Oh.
And we look better on it too.
Okay.
Yeah. What's up, baby? We missed you.
Yeah, I was just a little under the weather. I'm okay right now. It's fine. I didn't realize people were going to be... So you guys aren't happy with the last two Warrior games. I haven't seen you since.
Well, no. When they lose, we're never happy, but...
Oh, but there was a lot to take out of those games, wasn't there?
I'm just being real with you, Stani. I've overrated some of the others. And Kuminga, I mean, man, how did we not send you that piece from Slater? It was well done yesterday. And it just talked about Jimmy trying to take Kuminga under his wing and basically fight for him. And Draymond, before the Denver game, was going to Post was going to be at the five. And that would have meant Kuminga was out of the starting five. And Dre asked Kerr, they had a phone call. And Dre said to Kerr, okay, at me at the four, who's coming out the lineup? He said Kuminga. He said, don't do that. He's in the flow. And it just was an example of these guys from afar, Stani, and if you read this article, they're fighting for Kuminga and Jimmy being the biggest one. But that leads me to believe if the coach is not into it, is more than the player, then the writing's on the wall. And January's coming sooner than later. But I just don't like, real quick here, the fact that you got bilateral knee tendon. You got the Steph Curry, what he had last year, the McCaffrey, but you're this specimen and 23 years old. I don't like that for the future.
The injury, I got to put the injury aside.
Okay.
Right. Just because I assume he's hurt and that's why he's not playing. I would say this, let's not forget for 1 minute that before Kuminga got hurt, he was leading the team in minutes.
Okay.
So
that I did not know.
I don't know what more you want. I mean, he played before he got hurt a week or so ago, he was playing a lot. He started out the year, played four or five really good games, then had four or five or six so-so games, and then he got hurt.
But you're missing something. He came out the starting lineup. Remember that part?
I don't.
Yeah, well, he started the first five, and then they start rolling. He was hurt, and then Moody, or you're saying Kuminga ain't been back since.
Right. Yeah, I don't think he's gone to the bench.
Man, you're right. Wow, man.
But now I don't think you can just put him back into the starting lineup, but I don't know what Steve Kerr's going to do. But listen, I saw the same thing against Miami, And this is where...
Just the ability to create a shot, partner.
Right, but shouldn't we have known all this? Like,
I know you don't want to take the victory lap, but...
I'm not gonna, but like, do we expect Moses Moody, Pajemski, Post, TJD, Payton, Will Richard to go down to Miami and win a game?
No, and they played hard, but no.
And so that's like... I never knew how to respond before the season because I just thought it was unrealistic when people say, well, okay, so we're going to have to load manage the big three. So, you know, if we're playing without Steph or Jimmy or we're playing out both, well, then the young guys can cook and they're going to bring it home. Well, they're not going to be able to bring it home. That team without those three guys, they're not going to win many games.
So what's worrying me is even when those guys come back, now do you have the right or most talented others around them? And I gave passes to Pods. I gave passes to Moody last year because I feel like they weren't on par to what they were in the regular season. And that is part of the reason why we went 7 after being up 3-1 against Houston. It's unfair that I put it all at their doorstep. I'm not. But Steiny, now I'm starting to say you need more even when the Chef and Jimmy and Dre come back from the others. That's what's concerning me.
Well, I think it's unfair. I think it's unfair to the others. You know, you want Moses Moody to be a catch-and-shoot guy when he's playing with Steph and Draymond and Jimmy. And then when he's not, you think, you know, you want him to be a guy who can go to the basket and finish at the rim. And he's not that player. When those three guys play, it's just an entirely different team. It just is. And the young guys have to play different. They have to be star type players, and they don't get to practice being star players for the most part. It's done out of necessity when the big boys don't play. So I don't know how you fix that because you're going to have to rest these guys this year.
Right, but just like Nahegan has to control us 6, and you know, he tries to limit. Sometimes he can't control guys getting sick. But, Steiny, if I'm Steve Kerr, I don't think this team is talented enough, especially after that. It was one game to where all three are going to get the sabbaticals at the same time. Let's space that baby out. And I guess that's what hurt against Miami. Like, one of them you could, and maybe it wouldn't have made a difference, but I don't think this team, in regard to the others, and again, Kuminga was a big part of not being out there. You would have thought he would have been the Steph or Jimmy to those guys. But damn, I hope we don't see many more games where the big three are out at the same time.
I don't know. I mean, here's the other thing about all this. When you're going into a season and you're acknowledging that load management is going to be a theme of the season, well, then it's like there's no plan. And I remember Steve Kerr saying that. How do you plan to handle load management? Well, we've got to deal with it, but we don't know exactly how. Okay, well, exactly how was on Wednesday against the Miami Heat. Your three stars didn't play because of load management.
Yeah.
So if you're going to play the load management game, which they're gonna, I don't know how you decide. Do you just bite the bullet for one game and get them all rest and now they can play for the next 2 weeks unencumbered? Or do you take it one at a time and try to piecemeal it? I don't know what the answer is.
Yeah. And
but I don't think it's beneficial. Well, it's beneficial to the stars. And I get it on the surface. It gives the young guys opportunity, but the young guys don't know how to win without the veterans. And I don't think you can expect them to win a lot of games without the veterans.
And I guess that's the whole goal. And I'll go back to what Shasky said, Steiny. I wasn't, from a fan perspective, offended. I'm like, man, after a loss is when you're going to do this, and everybody's selling or telling me a 3-3 road trip. It's just like, I guess it's when it came. And I'm with Shasky. The fact that it happened after a loss, you know, where all three were out. But if we're moving forward now and they're 9-8, and I think that 9-8 is nasty, and there's too much run being given to, you know, Steiny, the demographics and the miles and the schedule. And I get that. I never played a lick of NBA basketball. But if we're going to do that, now you're telling me when you load management, our chances of winning are just minute.
Why would you, I never understood why people thought, oh, well, Steph's going to miss 18 games, we can go 12-6.
Because I thought Jimmy would, that night, the Steph's off, Jimmy would be in because he didn't want to be. But now I'm like, yeah, now I don't know how they're going to do it.
Will you, I mean.
Talk to me.
Do you guys understand that, like, Jimmy Butler kind of does his own thing?
No, there's no doubt about it. No doubt.
And he's
trying to get Kuminga on the right path, Stani. And when I say right path, you got to read that article. But it, you know most of it. But just to see it in print, it hits different. He is trying to tell Kuminga there's other things to do than just score. Ooh. But I guess how symbolic it is to me that maybe this thing is destined for a breakup is that Jimmy's doing what I would hope the coach would be doing. And the coach pretty much has his mind made up. This team is going, I'm not saying he's wrong, it's Steph, Dre, and Jimmy, and anything after that is what it is. Well, and now Kuminga, I don't know if you saw the headline, Stoddy, he feels like he's being the scapegoat of the stretch where they haven't, you know, after the 4-1.
Well, he's not. I mean, how can you blame Kuminga for anything? Like, he played...
Well, the games he was having the turnovers up until he went out.
Yeah, he had a bad stretch. Yeah. So it's Pods. So
but
it's
I'm
Moody.
Just these are his feelings in his camp saying he feels like the scapegoat. And I'm like, oh, here we go again.
Okay, and you know what?
You know, I hate to hear that, young fella.
Yeah, and
but
you know
if
what?
That's how you feel, that's how you feel.
Yeah, this is like Steve Kerr saying, I got to be better. It's like, take Jonathan. You're no scapegoat. Like, you're not a scapegoat. You're not good enough to be a scapegoat.
Like Pods saying,
I'm sorry.
Lost the game because of me.
You're not.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. Kuminga, the feelings for him are sometimes polarized, but I don't blame the Warriors to me are 9-8. That's about what they deserve. That's about how they've played.
All right.
And they're all responsible for it. Curry's had some great games. Singularly was the singular factor a lot of times why they won. Butler's been good in stretches. Draymond been great against Wembanyama. He was terrific. But there's not a lot of consistency with this team. But to me, it's very understandable.
Yeah.
Because they're old and they're young.
But I do have to say this. I'm giving you major love here, Stani, and Spadoni and Shasky, I think, would back me up. I put myself in the youngster's shoes, and when those dudes sat in Miami, I thought the youngsters' eyes got big, and behind closed doors, they were grinning like, take another night off. Because from an individual standpoint, I get to play with major, major freedom. But I never thought if that is wrong or not all the way 100, the fact that they got to revert and change their daily job duties can be difficult. I never once thought about it like that from the youngster standpoint. I thought about it like, oh, less heads, more pizza.
Yeah, but you're not as good. The players aren't as good. And you know what? Like, this is kind of, like, I always say this, you know, if Kuminga's in there and the big three, let him cook. And then he cooks and you win the game. No, that's not the way it happens. And I'm not singling out Kuminga, I'm singling out everybody. Mm. Oh, yeah, Pods has freedom, Moody has freedom. They all have freedom. Yeah, Grant, guess what? They shot 35% and they committed 25 turnovers. Like, that's what freedom looks like
when
your role players try to be stars.
Freedom.
Like, they can't be.
Yeah.
Not only that, you haven't given them enough runway to be bigger role players than they've been as long as they've played with Steph, Butler, Draymond, and the like.
And I went to bed last night. I paid Slater his $50 down there. I lost to him. Logan and Rancho, Katati, his high school team, beat Logan. They came to the Union and beat Logan last Friday.
What was the score?
24-6.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Boy,
they went into Logan.
Evan, they did. They heard us. But anyway.
You didn't tell me what the score was.
Yeah, I was trying to hide it. But shout out to Colts. But, Stani, you got a major point, man. And I'm just telling you, I went to bed last night, and Dre and Jimmy both were questionable.
For tonight?
Yeah. I was grinning like, that means nothing. It's fluff. They're going to play. But, like, I don't even know what's ailing Dre. He did a podcast, popping back at Kenyon Martin.
It says Draymond's got an illness.
So did you in your back.
Yeah, I missed two games.
Well, yeah.
Thank you.
Shout out Dre. He killed Kenyon, by the way.
You know, it's going to be harder for them to win knowing they've got a load. Like, okay, we're 17 games through the year.
And we're one over.
Okay, 17 games through the year. That's about a fifth, right?
Yeah.
About a fifth.
I like where we're at with who's missing. So, again, they
I thought you said 9-8's nasty.
No, the record's nasty, but okay. The fact that when they load manage, they have not abused it like a lot of other teams and stars.
And that's what I would say. So, right now, Jimmy Butler's on a pace to play about 60-ish games. 60-plus.
Right, I'll take it.
Okay. Curry's on a pace. He's a little behind, but he's fine. He's on a pace for 60.
All right. Well, Draymond, he was ill. Yeah.
Draymond's on a pace for 60-plus. So, well, I don't care if they're ill, sick, or they got a broken leg. If they miss a game, they miss a game.
Yeah.
And, like, they haven't missed a lot of games, but we're already seeing the pitfalls of load management. Yeah.
Well, Steve Kerr and Willard and Dibbs yesterday doing the crossover, Stani, I don't want to speak for both of them, but I'm paraphrasing. There's going to be a break in the frequent flyer miles, and hopefully that leads to better basketball. You know, I don't get excited hearing that, but I guess when I see it, I'll be like, oh, okay. But real quick, I know Rick Barry's joining us at 11 o'clock, but I do want to ask you, we are last in point paint, points in the paint. That bothers me. I know the game's different, but Stani, we have to have some type of counter to just waiting on the three. And it leads me back through 17 games. I think Al Horford was, forget how you think he's playing, he was the last type of player, age-wise and where he's at now in his career, that this team needed.
We can talk about that on the other side. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors are 17 games in. They're 9-8. And talk about them on the other side. But tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity, your home court advantage, brought to you by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that. Rick Barry, Hall of Famer, coming up at 11 o'clock. It's the 50th anniversary of the 75 Warriors title team. That segment was sponsored by Ceramani Ford. Ceramani Ford's year-end sales event is on with 0% APR for 60 months, zero down, and no payments for 90 days. On all Ford's top models. Deals end January 5th. Visit Ceramani Ford on Ceramani Boulevard in Colma, Daly City, or 24/7 at CeramaniFord.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You listen to me. It's that we've got witnesses here. We've got a lot of witnesses. Here's the deal. If I get another job and you pass an IQ test at 143, will hire you.
Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You know, I just realized that was basically Bob Myers' way of officially retiring, I think.
What you mean?
He's not coming back.
Well, he still checks on me. We still talk.
Oh, no, he checks on you. He's
no job offer officially, but
he's a good man.
Yeah, he is.
You know, I mean, how many? he's either waiting for one or two specific jobs, or I think it's...
He's got five now with this new gig that he took.
No, but I mean, Phoenix wanted him. Dallas is open.
Yeah.
You got to believe he could get any of them if he wanted.
Pelinka might be out of L.A. I'm just saying.
They're like 11-3.
No, but they got some stuff with the buses got fired. The other buses, the brothers. And who knows, Donnie? I'm just saying this to you. About Bob Myers, if we gave him some truth serum and he could answer off the record, do you think he regrets his decision for leaving the Golden State
Absolutely Warriors? Not. Okay. Absolutely not.
Oh, boy. What's up, Bob, if you're listening?
Absolutely
not. All right, I had to ask you that. I'm excited about tonight, but Portland's young.
Well, I mean,
here's
the problem with fans.
Yeah. Hey.
You came in today and go, no way they lose tonight, right?
Because we got Steph Curry. He's playing.
Okay.
Averaging 27-5.
Right, and you're 0-1 against Portland already this year.
You're right. They beat us by 30. And so it's revenge. Kevin Costner, we owe him something.
Yeah, just like Jimmy Butler in Miami. He was going to come out guns blazing. Give me a break. That's not their mindset anymore, these guys.
You've said this, and it's a payday Friday, and I love you, and I miss you, Stani. Seriously, pop my bubble. My bubble of what I think sports is about, teammates, camaraderie. Why would Jimmy miss that game? Why wouldn't he have sat out against Orlando and took it out on Miami the way that they got that messy, nasty-ass divorce? Tell me, partner, what I'm missing about sport that Jimmy didn't want that smoke.
He played there last year after he got here.
They got murdered.
I don't know. By the way, Rick Barry coming up at 11 o'clock. And just in case you don't know what's going on tonight at Chase, it's going to be a great night. The Warriors are celebrating the 50th anniversary of the 75 championship team. Game starts at 7. All the living members of that Warriors team are going to be on hand. Rick Barry, Butch Beard, Charles Dudley, George Johnson, Jeff Mullins, Clifford Ray, Jamal Wilkes. The group is going to be signing autographs inside the Golden State shop at Thrive City from 5:50 to 6:25. So if you want to see any of them, 5:50 to 6:25 tonight at the team store. And then throughout Friday night's game, the Warriors are going to honor that team.
Wow.
50 years ago, they won a title. Tickets available for purchase at warriors.com. So that should be a fun night.
No doubt.
Out at Chase tonight, for
sure. I'm going to be out there, Stani.
And Rick Barry, Hall of Famer, going to join us in about 25 minutes. And you want to bring up load management to him, or you want me to?
You do it.
Okay.
Because yeah. I'm like him and Barkley and Shaq and Kenny. Oh, I just don't. And the worst part is it's not really helping because dudes are dropping like flies. That list that you ran, it sounded like a song of the guys that are currently out, and you just keep adding players to it. It's just, look, you know I love ball, but I got to tell you, man, the NBA and the ratings, Evan and I talked about it, or you too, they're up 36% with the new streaming services. Yeah, okay, but you know when you go see a game or purchase a ticket right now, you have to be nervous as all outdoors on is your favorite. Is Michael Jackson going to be with the Jackson 5? You know, Captain Antonio's Captain Sick. I don't know.
Let's go to Matt. Matt's in Oakland. Get us started. He wants to talk about the Miami game. What's up, Matt? How you doing?
What's up, fellas? Hey, man, I was watching that Miami game, and number one, Pods is shooting way too much. I don't know who he thinks he is. I like Pods. He's a gamer, but he is not Steph Curry, the second coming. He shoots too much. And in that game, it looked like the offense was out of sorts. It looks like it looked like Steve Kerr didn't know who his best shooter on the floor was, who I think was Quentin Post. They went away from the pick and roll at the top of the key with Quentin Post to get him open, to get him to shoot those threes. And, you know, I think Moody is probably the best shooter on the floor when all three of the other guys sit out. But Quentin Post is probably a close second. And so I want to see them go back to the pick and roll with Quentin Post to get his shot off. That boy can shoot, and he's a gamer too. He's just young, that's all.
Appreciate the call, Matt.
Matt wasn't happy. I mean, nobody should have been. Well, I mean, they played hard, Steiny, but,
you know,
Devin Nation trying to get a win.
I mean, to me right now where Post is in his career is, you know, he's not really on the scouting report unless he hits two or three threes.
Gotcha.
And then when he hits two or three threes, you get up and you contest on him, and then that's when he head fakes, takes a dribble, and's got to make another kind of play. And he's made a few, but he had five turnovers. Post had five turnovers.
And they were all like head fake, dribble in.
Now he's got to make a play, and that's a different kind of ball game.
No doubt about it. And caller, I'm with you. I saw it. But also, too, to this point, what I like about Post and his maturation process is, Steiny, he knows where he's deficient at, but I don't think he shies away from that. He had a couple buckets in the paint, tried to bother Ware. Like, I like that. Like, you're attacking the beast, and you're going to take lumps, and you're going to turn the ball over. But I see him not just saying, oh, I can shoot it from three. I'm not going to try and work on my deficiencies. But I'll say this to what was glaring to me. Moses Moody never called my phone and told me, "Goo, I can do this or that." You know, but Miami had the intensity. I got to be careful here because before Dan Dibley was reffing games, I was reffing games. And I saw the teams from the inner city play like the Catholic schools, and the Catholic schools came in the game and had no experience on playing, you know, seeing athletes like that. And then when they play, their spaces, they're in their space, and the Catholic team is like, oh my gosh, this is new and uncomfortable. That's how I felt. Every Warrior player felt against Miami, putting the ball on the floor, Steiny, to the point to where you could see them trying to avoid putting the ball on the floor. And I was like, oh, that's what Steiny said. I was overrating Pods or overrating Moody. It was like, wow. So, you know, shocker. As Steph Curry, Jimmy, and Dre go, this Warrior team is going to go. And I don't think that's fair, and I don't think you can go that far with them not getting help.
See, if I'd ask Warrior fans this, you're 9-8, and Guru said that's nasty. They should be better than 9-8.
Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
The audacity.
So knowing that it's not one guy's fault or two guys' fault, it's a team game. Who's more responsible for the 9-8? The veterans or the young guys? Steph, Draymond, Horford, Butler.
Oh, that's
or
my
is it
answer.
The young guys?
No, it's the veterans.
Okay.
And they played against Indiana. Steph ran out of gas. They played against Milwaukee. So Miami, disappointing. It was a one-off. But if working with you, if you've taught me anything, don't put it at the doorstep of the others. It starts with the stars.
Well, it's not. The stars didn't play against Miami.
Yeah,
and the stars didn't play against Sacramento back.
But I haven't mentioned either. Well, we're talking about Miami, but Steiny, I hadn't mentioned those two games. We're talking about 17, 15 others where I felt like I didn't get enough from Jimmy. I didn't get enough from Dre or Steph.
Right. So you didn't get enough. You haven't got enough from them when they've played. And then have we won a game when we don't have them?
No.
With our big young. No. With our. With our dynamic young core that we did not. I heard a lot of people say before the season
you're talking
could
to me.
Win games yeah. when the big three didn't play.
Now, to be fair, Steiny, the young group, Kuminga's still a part of that core. He wasn't there, and I do wonder.
Please. Come on, good.
So you don't even think about it maybe if he was there going into that fourth. He would have gave him a better chance to play.
Yeah, he would have gone 7-for-19 with five turnovers, probably, like the other guys. Mm. Although, listen, I said they could have used him. I stand by it. I don't know if he's the difference between winning and losing. But again, think about this for a sec. Yeah. Now you're going to ask Kuminga to come back. He's missed four games or five games. Right. Now you need him to come back against the Miami Heat, and now we need 30 out of you.
Oh, yeah.
No, you're not playing with Butler and Curry now. Now you got to play different.
But the rat on the table brought to you by Atco Pest Control, Steiny, on this Payday Friday is, listen, and this is no shocker to anybody listening, they need Kuminga when the OGs are back.
I guess.
That's why I'm worried about this knee tendonitis.
Yeah, I don't think he's the difference.
Bilateral knee tendonitis.
I think one thing that's been proven maybe through 17 games is he's not as important as we thought he might have been in the middle of the season. I mean, in the middle of the offseason. I
But if that can control what the distance this team can go,
it doesn't.
Then maybe
I don't think it does.
This team ain't as good as some thought, or I'm not there yet.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Coming up on Monday, the Niners take on the Carolina Panthers, and you know where we'll be. Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale, right down the street from the stadium. Willard and Dibbs, they'll get you ready for the game starting at 2 o'clock, so come on by for great food, great drinks. Most importantly, it's your chance to sign up for the free shuttle to and from the stadium. Go to 957thegame.com right now as seats fill up very fast. That's 957thegame.com. See you there. That segment also brought to you by Bay Area Fast Track. Rick Barry coming up in 15 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.